Now, Father, we thank you for Word of Life Christian Center, all the people who are here, who come and share with us around the world this morning. We recognize thousands of people are listening now, right now. And we give you the glory and the praise and the honor. We yield to the Holy Spirit. We thank you for men and women who are here visiting with us. We thank you that you will speak to us clearly today. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. We love you with all our heart. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I can't seem to get away from this because it has such validity in it. And then it has a variety of blessings that are still on hold. And so I want you to write this down and let me fumble a little bit because this morning is a fumbling morning because there's something he wants to get out and I don't always know exactly how to do it, so I just yield. But I want to give you a definition. I want to give you another statement about sanctification. The mysteries and benefits of living the sanctified life. The mysteries and benefits of living the sanctified life. Now, let's define mystery because the sanctified life is a life of mystery. You know, Jesus taught in parables. One aspect, short earthly story with a heavenly truth. And he was revealing and concealing in parable. Well, mystery is at a higher dimension in the spirit. It's secret things that cannot be known unless a person makes himself available for God to reveal it to him. All right? So there's always more God wants you to know. And he never runs out. While I'm talking, you can open to Luke chapter 9. Scripture don't gonna even seem like it don't fit, but we'll get it fitted. Now, mystery is something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain. It's something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain. So that's why you need insight. That's why you need revelation, right? That the Holy Spirit revealed it to us. Or another definition here is a person, a thing whose identity or nature is puzzling or unknown. It's a puzzling identity. When one walk in divine sanctification, is not normally explainable. How a person can be in a contaminated field, uncontaminated.
Yes, sir.
It's a mystery. So, what it does is it chokes self-effort. It chokes self-effort. It chokes religion. It's choking because religiously, traditionally, denominationally, you do not have what it takes to live the mystery of the set apart life of sanctification. Now, sanctification is being set apart, get this second part now, unto.
Right.
Unusual living. Set apart unto unusual living. Benefits that cannot be explained. They are so powerful and so productive that they can't be explained. Are you listening to me? And so the mystery of living the set-apart life have been messed with a bunch of do's and don'ts. And so therefore, when a person hears sanctification, when they hear the spirit of holiness, they sort of fringe in their footstep because they know they got flaws. How many of y'all know y'all got flaws? All of us up in here have flaws. But that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about connection, covenant. It's talking about a continuous work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, sanctification is an prelude to transfiguration. It's your transformation status from just being a human being to being a divine being is it travels in sanctification as a vehicle. Now, oh my goodness. There are some things God can't show you now until I get this in you. There are some things you've been trying to see, but if you see it, it'll frighten you because you're not ready to handle it. Sanctification must come before transfiguration. It must come before transformation. It must come before you get where you're going. So when you get there, you can handle it. I'm trying to build you because I want to show you in the scripture. There's a scripture. There's a threefold. The Lord just revealed it to me. That's a threefold aspect of sanctification that I've been missing. The Lord revealed it to me. And when I revealed it to you, you're going to say, oh, I mean, it may sound common to you because you've been using the voice. But now the voice take on a new connotation. And then, can I talk a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Sanctification travels with a dream team. Turn in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. There's a dream team that sanctification travels with, that make things happen out of the ordinary. Oh my God, may the Holy Ghost help me here today. Your dream is in this team. What I say? Anybody ready for that dream to come to pass? Your dream, this team can take you anywhere in the spirit world that you need to go. This is a dream team. And so, when I was meditating, the Lord says, I have sanctification with the other three for a reason.
Right, yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I noticed what he said. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. How many of y'all are in Christ Jesus?
Yeah.
Who of God is what?
Me.
So the dream team belongs to us. When we learn how to function in this dream team, all our dreams come to pass. And more beside. It takes you, listen, out of the reach of Satan. Sin has no more dominion. The dream team annihilates sin. The dream team handcuffs Satan. He can't mess with this folk. When you get in the flow of this folk, you go places where you can't see. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. Good God, thank God I'm in Christ Jesus. Who of God is made unto us, what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Divine insight. Seen behind the wall. Seeing behind the problem.
Right. Yes, sir.
Seeing the solution.
Yes, sir.
Seeing the answer.
Yes, sir.
Joy and peace in tribulation.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Because I see something that's not showing up on the screen. And righteousness. Powerful, man. It's a powerful team here. And sanctification. See, he put sanctification in. Then he said, and redemption. Those four. Those four take you out of this world. No lever. No lever can stop you no more. I'm made wisdom. I'm made righteousness. What? I'm made to be set apart. I'm made to be different. I'm made to make this world tremble. Jesus has been made redemption. In other words, everything I need is already paid for. How many of y'all glad you came to church this morning? It's already paid for. Tell somebody next to you, it's already paid for. Ask them, what's up? It's already paid for. Jesus paid for it. Now, with those four powerful divine factors I've been made. And you see, you're not going to understand sanctification if you don't understand the wisdom of God. If you don't understand the righteousness of God, you'll never be able to understand. You see, people get afraid when you say that. The spirit of holiness. The spirit of consecration. I belong to somebody. I just can't let nobody have me, anybody have me. I have ownership already. Why the Bible says you bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, what your God. Now, we're talking about mysteries and benefits. Mysteries and benefits. You're going to have to walk in the mystery before you can step into the benefit. What I say? This mystery of sanctification, the Holy Spirit is about to open it to you in a text. He's about to open it to you like you never have seen it before, and it will give you almost automatic walking in it. And so when that happens, the benefits will come on. Listen what I hear. Everything God said about you, he wants you to have it. How many of y'all know some good scriptures right here right now? Yeah, you read. He wants you to have it. But you have to have an understanding that he can take you behind the curtain. You have to know how to get behind the curtain. The curtain is blocking you out. And when you begin, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you begin to walk in sanctification, the curtain come open. And there stand redemption. Wisdom. Looking at you. Righteousness. Looking at you. I look at one of them first tapes you send me. When you walk in there, the forces be with you. Y'all ever watch Star Wars? I watched the first one. I got a page of notes. It's our thoughts. It's our stuff. When you know the force with you, boy. Yes, the force of righteousness. Yes, the force of wisdom. Yes. The force of redemption. Yes. You understand those forces, you cannot be stopped. There's no wall that Satan can build. There's no problem that can rise. Look here with me. Jesus Christ. May I clear up the mystery of sanctification for you this morning? Because right behind clearing up the mystery, guess what comes next? The benefits. I can tell you right now, some things have been held back from you. We're going to take them this morning. See, the glory world, or the world of God, is an insight world. When you get insight, you can move into it because it's already yours.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, Satan blind us and block us from things by deception.
Right. Yes.
His Satan's job is not to keep you from seeing it. But all he want to do, lawyer, is create an element of reasonable doubt.
Right.
Yeah. He can create reasonable doubt, no matter what you see, you're not going to get it.
Right.
Luke chapter 9, I told you to turn there.
Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 9, you brought your shouting clothes? You're cracking here. I'll tell you one thing. Luke 9:23. Don't even seem like it equate or deal with this, but the Holy Ghost revealed something to me this morning. I got up this morning, you know, and I get up, I hit that thing, Lord, thank you, and praying in tongues. And then I said, oh, this one in the morning. Because he's kind of hiding and diving and doing all kind of stuff because he's trying to get my attention about something. Luke 9:23 describes sanctification. It describes how to walk in sanctification. And the first element has to be taken off the shelf to walk in sanctification, which hurt us, is self-effort. Self can't walk in sanctification. Self can't set itself apart. Self can't be holy. So here's what he says. May I get ahead of myself? I'm kind of sassy this morning, you know. In this text we're about to read, Jesus is teaching us how to walk in sanctification, preparing us for the transfigured life. A life that you cannot explain to religious people. A life that is so forceful, it's a force in this world. Everybody know you're walking on another level. When I get through today, I see you walking on another level. All your problems, circumstances, situations is still on the same level. I see you walking on another level. Everybody say another level. I say this often. It has to be more to God than this. Man, we've been robbed, man. We got to take back what the devil stole from us by revelation, insight, and willingness. Knowing I can't do it. Become helpless and the Lord will help you. Become helpless and the Lord will help you. Stop believing you all that. Attach yourself to all that. Jesus is all that. The Holy Ghost is all that. The Word is all that. Stop trying to get out that hole yourself. Let the Holy Ghost help you. Let grace help you. Let mercy help you. Please, sir, have mercy. I need some mercy here. I need some grace here. Are you listening? Are you looking? Are you expecting? Another level. And all my life of study, I did not see this. The Holy Ghost is a surpriser. Surprise. Here, listen, here it shows you how to walk in Luke 9:23 is a sanctification walk. It's a sanctified life. Here he said. And he said to them, if any man will come after me, one, let him deny himself. Can I use some broken English? That ain't easy to do. Self always rising up, telling you what it can do. But in this mystery world, self is blind as a bat. Because the mystery world operates, you listening? And the sanctified world operates, you listening? By revelation. You cannot live the sanctified life without the Holy Ghost revealing to you your next step. Say this with me. Holy Ghost, show me my next step. Ah, God, Doug, you about to walk into something now. Holy Ghost, show me my next step. Woo, my God. You have an idea where you're about to go? Holy Ghost, show me my next step. My, you shouldn't have never said that three times. You are about to walk on Mystery Street in Revelation. Woo, what I say? You about to walk on Mystery Street in Revelation. It is a mystery to others, but it's not a mystery to you, for you have tapped into the revelation of the mystery of my next step. Don't worry about how it's feeling. Yeah, all our everything being changed. Changed the whole thing. Got changed the lights. Changed everything. So that's about a few weeks or whatever it is. Just let's work with this. Number one, you had to what? You think you need any help to do that? Oh Jesus. Lord, kill my ugly ways. Just keep rising up. Take up his cross daily. Number two. Second step to walk in sanctification. Take up your cross daily. The cross is going to keep you dead. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living the life that I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I will not frustrate the grace of God. I am what I am because of the grace of God. So take up the cross daily. And the first two amplifies for the last one. You have to deny yourself first before you can take up the cross. And you have to take up the cross before you can follow him. You see it? Now, I'm not going to go through all this because I have five or six more things to tell you. I know self-effort must be destroyed. Submitting to the Holy Ghost is a must here. And I know that sanctification is the mystery of the transfigured and transformed life. Now, write this in your note because he goes on to say, oh my goodness, he goes on to say, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. See, sanctification is losing it. I lost it. You have to lose the natural before you can walk in the supernatural. You have to lose the wisdom of men before you can walk in the wisdom of God. You have to come to black consciousness before you know everything is paid for already. I better back up because I'm kind of leaving you. Look like I'm kind of leaving. You have to come to blood consciousness before you realize everything already paid for. When you come to blood consciousness, you know your life is out of the debt of sin. Oh, I better back up. Come back down so y'all can go with me. Blood consciousness is sin cancellation. I did wrong, but I can't see it no more. Somebody else picked up my tab. I'm wrong, but yet I'm right. I'm standing in somebody else's righteousness. As Leroy Jr. would say, are you seeing this? Boy, I tell you, Carol and I went and brought some preaching machine, boy. You haven't heard Darnell yet because we got him in the rough right now. We're getting some things lined up here, but you're going to hear him pretty soon. Shana didn't come out. Now, I want you to just do this for me in your study because I'm not going to go there. You finish reading the 23rd verse through the 36th because Jesus was preluding those boys for something he's about to show to them. And they had to come into sanctification before they see it. And then he took them on the Mount of Transfiguration. So why am I teaching you sanctification? I'm preparing you for your mount. of transfiguration. The more revelation, the more insight and illumination you get, the better you're going to live. Because God got it prepared for you, but it's hidden. It's a secret. It's a mystery. But when you get a revelation and cleanliness and holiness come in your life, you walk on another street. He can reveal more to you. You understand that? All right. Let me give you another one. Let me give you another way of reading a shoot at it. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. I may have to come back over these. I don't know, but it's so powerful. The three things that cause you to walk in sanctification, what? Deny yourself. And that's it. And then you have the Holy Spirit there to help you do that, right? All right, now. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I want to deal with dignity. Dignity. Spiritual dignity. You should have that. You should walk spiritually dignified. I know you never heard that in church. Dignity. Dignity in the Holy Ghost. Designed to be clean. To be holy. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll take that.
To be blessed. Listen. To have benefits you can't explain. What? What I say? How many of y'all will go there? Benefits you cannot explain awaits you. You can't work for them. They are not workable. They are a gift from God that most Christians would never see. Men think the sanctified life is a strain. No, it's a string. You connected to somebody who used you as a vehicle to manifest himself. You are a manifestation of Jesus. Sisters and brothers in Christ, are you hearing me? You are walking manifestation of Jesus on earth, carrying the same power, having the same Father, operating out of the same kingdom. What? What? You tell me I'm a manifestation of Jesus? Yes, sir, absolutely. If you remember that, you will yield to the Holy Ghost. Every born again believer is a manifestation of Jesus. I never heard that. Never read that. Just heard it now. Why did the Lord say that? Why did the Holy Ghost say that? It's going to remind you of your sanctified self. That you are a manifestation of Jesus. So when the enemy make an offer that Jesus wouldn't receive, you're not going to receive it. Those words going to ring in your spirit the rest of your life. I never heard them in 43 years. I am a manifestation of Jesus. The word become flesh in me. I am the word manifested in the flesh. Say it one time. I am the word manifest in the flesh. Amen. Every time I walk in the revelation, it's Jesus walking. Jesus is still alive in me. The sanctified life is a resurrected life. Walking in one world, living in another world. You shall not be baffled no more in anything that come in your life. You'll know exactly what to do. For you are a manifestation of Jesus walking in the earth. You are the Word made flesh. Good God Almighty. Are you hearing me? You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus today. Not tomorrow. Not when I die. I'm there now. You listening?
Yes, sir.
From this day forward, you are blessing going somewhere to happen. The people who meet you better start shouting because they're about to get blessed. I heard something. The Holy Ghost says, from this day forward, you will wear an unequal anointing. You will stand out because of what the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Want me to make it clear? The normal page has been torn out of your life. Your life will never be normal again. It always will be extraordinary. What I said, the normal page. You heard that, young lady? The normal page is torn out of your life. You don't live in normal. Normal for normal people. Can I get a loud amen? The normal page, the regular page, the natural page, the ordinary page has been torn out of your life today. You will not live on regular no more. Remember, you are a dignified woman. Remember, you are a dignified man. Nobody got no business yet putting their hand on you. You belong to somebody. Lord said, I take all the regular living out your life today. I take all the things you can do for yourself. I'm about to do something for you. Yeah. Your life is in, if you yield, for a Holy Ghost takeover. All the gifts, all the fruits about to function in your life like never before. Anybody here shout a high, loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
And what that is doing is open the valve that this can go down in you. One more time.
Hallelujah.
And 1 Corinthians 6, you may be seated. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's the homosexuals there. No, and lesbian. No abuser of themselves with mankind. No thief, no covetousness, no drunkard, no reviler or extortioner shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such was some of you. And such was some of you. And such were some of you. That's not you now. I don't have to argue with you about this. That's what you were. But now we live in who we are. And such were some of you. See, that's a sanctification statement. You see? And such were some of you. That's a sanctification statement. That means I don't live in the upper voice no more. That means I got the power on the inside of me that caused me to overcome what I was. You may not be using it, but you got it. I'll tell you something I'm about to say right now. You need to hear it. I refuse to live a regular life.
I refuse to live a sinful life.
Don't look at nobody else. Look in the mirror. I said somebody else looking at somebody else. No, I'm talking. Look in the mirror. We're not talking to her. We're talking to you.
I have the power
to turn a sinful life down.
If I don't use it,
it's my fault.
Because there's certain blessing you're not going to get unless you live the sanctified life. There's some things God can't trust you with if you're going to go back and keep living the old life, because you're going to use God's stuff to live the old life, and he's not going to let it happen.
Dance a little bit. You got it. You got it. You got this, man. Tell the person next to him, you got this. Tell him, you got this. You got this.
As such, world. Some of you, let me name my day, 43 years ago. I walk away from it tired 43 years ago, and I have never gone back. And I will not go back. I am a stranger to all my used-to-be friends.
They are afraid of me. They don't want to come close to me. One man told me, said, man, I've been in church. You ain't got to act like this. I've been in church. I've been in church many years. You ain't coming back no more. You ain't coming back in the street no more. You ain't coming drink with us no more. I've been in church, man. That's okay. I said, no, I must have a different God than you. I'm not coming back out there. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. And such were some of you, but ye are, oh my God, ye are what?
Washed.
Say it.
Washed.
What does that mean? That's John 15:3. The next step. But you are sanctified. See, I'm sanctified. But you are justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. Man, I learned from Kenny Copeland 30 years ago, the light go out, keep preaching. Even though we got a transformer back up here, sometimes the backup don't back up like it should back up. I got this big unit I bought and put in my house, a bigger unit than I have, to back up, you know, a generator. And the light went out the other day and the thing didn't come on. I was, well, what kind of mess is this? When you can't take it no further, you got a built-in generator. When the light look like they're going out, just hold still for a few moments. A greater light is about to come on. So I don't know, whatever you're dealing with today, it might look a little dark. Just wait a moment. The generator about to come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember, let's not lose our page. Sit down, I got 13 more minutes, sit down. Let's not lose our page. Don't lose your page. The mystery and benefits of living the supernatural life. I talked to you about dignity, that's dignity. It is, turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Oh, hallelujah. What you say? Somebody say, oh, hallelujah. I love that. Oh, hallelujah. Sanctification, and boy, this is a blessed position here, what I'm about to say. This will put you in more blessing, Pat, than you ever see in your life. Watch what it says. Sanctification is being in divine harmony with the will of God. Being in divine harmony with the will of God. Being in divine harmony with the will of God. Do you know what it means to be in divine harmony with the will of God? Huh? All the blessings, all the benefits, all the breakthroughs become yours automatically. Divine harmony. You can have an army against you. When David met Goliath, Goliath was 9 feet, 6 inches tall. David was just a little lad, but it was in divine harmony. With the will of God, Goliath had to come down. When Daniel
was cast in the lion's den. No matter how bad and strong the lion were, Daniel went down in that den in divine harmony with the will of God. The Bible said the angels came and locked the lion's jaw. When you're in divine harmony with the will of God, the devil's fire can't burn you. Those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in divine will, divine harmony with the will of God. They got down there and the fire couldn't burn. Then when you're in divine harmony with the will of God, whatever you eat, the fourth man coming. Y'all don't know the fourth man. The man said, I thought I threw in three, but I see four. And the other one looked like the Son of God. It brought him down to Romans 8:31. If God is for me, tell me who can be against me. You understand? This divine, say divine harmony. Now you know it's not self-effort. You can't do it yourself. And I don't want you to go looking at your flaws. I want you to look at the dream team. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 1:30, the dream team. Wisdom, sanctification. What the other one was? Righteousness. What the other one was? Redemption. Partner, that's a dream team. I'm traveling with the dream team. The dream team live at my house. The dream team is in my car. The dream team is moving in my finances. The dream team is moving in my health. Lord have mercy. Let the dream team in. They can make fun at the church. They can talk about we Christian people going to church just laughing at me. They can laugh all they want. I'm going to make them cry. And get saved. I don't want to take y'all too fast. This is not a normal statement, so I'm not talking about something normal. God has a goodness vehicle he wants you to drive. And the only address, what do you call that thing when you find somewhere? The GPS has in his vehicle is goodness. Y'all didn't get it. Huh? The only place to go. You tell me it's on the street, people gonna get this? I never heard this before in my life. I heard God said, tell them that I got a goodness vehicle I want them to drive. And the GPS go only to goodness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm headed for goodness every day. Everywhere I go, whatever's not good is going to turn into good when I get there. My. Hear what the Lord says, because I'm a goodness generator. Are you encouraged? Embrace that. Embrace those things. You will have encounters that you've never seen before from this day forward. You will have encounters that will lead to experience you cannot explain. Don't even try. You are headed for benefits that you can't buy. Why? They already paid for. A Christian is the most powerful being on earth. Look at 1 Peter 3. Let me close here somewhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God been good to us this morning. This day, God been good to us this day. Whether you know it or not, God opened his treasures of heaven to us today. You will never be the same. The devil will never talk you out of anything no more. Don't tell me what I can't have. Don't tell me what I can't be. Don't tell me where I can't go, devil. I'm beyond that. That's you. That's your restriction. I'm not restricted. I'm hooked up. I believe that Satan tell me, he said, go ahead and hum. I said, I'm not humming this morning. You're trying to get us off our trail to a flesh trail. No, I'm not. I'm not. 4 or 5 times. I know. First Peter 3:10. You read in your reading, 1 Peter 3:10-16. Take that as homework, because I got to tell you 2 or 3 more things before I close. Sanctification builds a bridge over doubt. You won't be able to doubt it. If you walk in that, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. You're walking that close to God, you can't doubt him. So when you're walking in sanctification, when you set apart unto, set apart from the world unto God, you can't doubt. There's nothing he can't do. All right? This sanctified life, it releases dominion that can't be measured. Immeasurable dominion be upon you and your house today. Immeasurable dominion. It destroys stronghold. Things that telling you you're not going to get beyond this. No, no, that stronghold is destroyed. And then remember, you are now traveling with the dream team of the kingdom. And 1 Corinthians 1:30, the dream team of the kingdom, you're traveling with the dream team of the kingdom. You may be seated. Everybody be seated.